Hello, my fellow seekers. Suddenly Seeking Spirit is a podcast that is intended to educate, inspire, and entertain you on your personal journey toward health and happiness. The information, advice, and opinions expressed are of our own and not intended to replace care best provided by qualified professionals, and it is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Enjoy the show.
Back to the Suddenly Seeking Spirit podcast. I'm Andrea, and today we have another special guest co-host with us, our friend Andrew Barker. Hi, Andrew.
Hi. Hello.
I'm so happy that you're here with us. Topic is angels. And I asked Andrew to come on here. Well, Andrew asked Andrew to come on here because what's your official like, what do you call yourself now?
a lot of things. I mean, just, I've basically summed it up into just like, just a spiritual teacher who, you know, fucks up.
Yeah, I like that. Like all the time, I like that.
You know, but yeah, that's pretty much it. Because I try to teach about, angels are my main thing that I try to like help people realize it's not that far off of a subject. Like it's not something that you have to be perfect to understand or to like, you know, work with them. Cause if that was the case, then
I did some research, you know, cause that's what I do, an hour ago, in depth internet research. And I was interested in finding out the history of, you know, human reference to angels. You might find this interesting. I found a website called owlcation.com. So owlcation.com. And it had a little bit of history of the referencing of angels in other religions and civilizations. So that was kind of interesting. It said... the first reference was 3000 BC.
Okay.
Yeah. And so archaeologists have found altars dedicated to winged guardian angels in Iraq. That was once Samaria. And there's old stories that go back even further. And then this is kind of interesting. So like in Egyptian mythology, Isis and Horus are both winged. And in Greek, Hermes and in Roman, Mercury, and they're both messengers, you know, which is kind of interesting. And you might know this one, the angel suffix L means the shining radiant one.
And it does. And it also means like of God too. So like Hanael is, I believe... oh gosh, but I know Raguel is friend of God. Michael is he who is like God. So yeah, there's a lot of there are only two angels who don't, two of the major 15 that we talk about, because the angels have tons of different names, but of the main 15 that like you'll find Doreen Virtue talk about and Kyle Gray talk about, there are only two angels that don't have EL as a suffix, and it's Sandalphon and Metatron.
Okay.
And that's because they are believed to be the prophets Enoch and Elijah from the Bible, who never died. They just ascended into heaven. And that's where they got their name.
So you said, okay, so going back to your vast knowledge and my no knowledge. So you said there's... that's how we run this podcast. It's just like the other Andrews here. So there's 15 major angels, you said?
There are 15 angels that we all like. When we learn about angels, you know, and we're directed to Doreen Virtue's old works or Kyle Gray, there are 15 major archangels that we They're kind of like the core of like, you should know about at least these. And then I know Diana
Okay.
Cooper, she talks about tons more angels
Wow.
than just those 15. There's a solid group of 15. They include, Michael, Raphael, who are canonized, so Saint Michael, Saint Raphael in the church. And then Hanael, my favorite. So they just have and Gabriel, of course. So
Yeah.
they're part of that big 15 that normally when
Okay.
you start to learn about angels, you come into some kind of reading material that talks about all of them at least briefly.
Yeah. Okay. So so there's archangels, and then so what's it? This is my, sorry, novice question, but that's why we're here, right? So there's archangels, guardian angels. Is that like a different thing? Okay. And then earth angels. So I thought maybe we could break those down. So what is the difference between those three things?
Oh yeah, so archangels are kind of like if you think of it in terms of like an organization, like archangels are the supervisors that are like above the manager level. The managers are going to be the angels, and the workers are going to be the guardian angels, and then Earth angels are actually here on Earth. So there are people, there are angels who have decided to incarnate as humans and to like live that kind of life, or at least this lifetime, if not more. And archangels have specific specialties, and they also have groups of angels underneath them that help them. So like Archangel Michael has the Band of Mercy, who goes out and helps spread his work and helps him out. And then the guardian angels were assigned at birth. So each person has at least two guardian angels. And sometimes people have more. I know I was reading a while back now that people that were adopted have oftentimes have more guardian angels than more than two, which I think is really sweet. There's actually a guardian angel tarot deck coming out soon that I'm like, my
Because you need more
eye
decks of cards, you
I do. I don't have that many, so
Like, do you know how many decks you have now?
easily over 230.
Wow.
Easily.
Wow. Yeah.
It's
Are you
bad.
like building a fort yet?
I tried that one time before we moved.
Did
I was
you?
taking inventory of all my decks. I was like, just put it on the table and just like stacked them up as high as they would go. And I was like, you can't find me.
My goodness. So who would you say of all the angels is like the main dude or being?
Michael would be the one that people know about the most. Michael would be the one that people are like immediately drawn to. He's by far the most popular of the angels. Even in the Catholic Church, Saint Michael is, a super big deal. So yeah, he's the angel of protection. He's the angel of keeping us safe, and always, so physically, energetically, he's the angel that helps those people in like public service roles to protect them. He is just like a big brother. He's amazing. When you decide to work with Archangel Michael, you're going to know that you're working with him because you're going to more than likely feel a change in the air, like in the air pressure around you, because his energy is very big. Like he will take up the whole room. He doesn't care. And he's actually super funny. He's super funny. He's hilarious. Like he is such a like I don't want to compare him to like a frat boy, but like not in like the bad way, but just like in the way of just like super jovial and happy and such a trickster. Like there was a meditation that I was doing years ago, and I called in some of the angels that I was working with. And I didn't know this at the time, but when I called in Michael and I called in Metatron, Michael was kind of like the super hyperactive angel. and just super nice, and you know, just you know, not at all the way that other people would think of him as being super serious and like you know, with arms crossed like this. And he was like joking around, and Metatron rolled his eyes at Michael, like in a playful way, like in a not in like I don't like you, but like in a playful way. And I was like, this is weird. And then when I started asking other people, they're like, yeah, Michael's hilarious. Like, he's really funny. So he has a sense of humor. So if you ever need to lighten up.
There you go. So how do you, like, connect to, like, how would you know who is helping? Like, can any of the angels help anybody? Or are you,
Oh, yeah, no, any angel can help anyone. There now, certain angels have different specialties. So, like, if you are looking to develop your psychic gifts, your clairvoyant gifts, things like that, you'll want to work with Archangel Haniel. I'm going to bring her up all the time because she's one of my favorites. Like, she's just the absolute best. If you're looking for protection, it's going to be Michael. Health and healing is Raphael. But they can all help with pretty much anything. They're not just locked into, like, you know, like when you call customer service and it's like, that's the wrong department, let me transfer you. like that doesn't happen. They can help you.
Oh, that's like, good.
And if you don't even, if you don't know what angel to call on, you can just be like, someone help me. Just someone.
It doesn't matter.
Just someone help me, please.
So what would you say to somebody that is just new to connecting with angels and angel guidance? Like, how could they start?
Honestly, Google. Like, start with Google. Like, you can literally find, or like a book, like Kyle Gray's book, Angel Prayers, wonderful book. He even has a course. I think it's like $40 if you want to like learn more about angels from Hay House. He has a course that's really good. But I mean, just Google like the archangels, you know, and you'll find a list of like at least a list of keywords, or like, you know, go to my Instagram. It's all there. That's a good, like, it's all there. You know, you can always find information about angels for free. Like, you don't have to pay for it. And, you know, that's been one of the biggest things that I try to tell people is, like, you can find a great program if you want to. That's totally fine. It can be any program. But you don't have to pay money to learn about angels. Like, you don't have to have the physical resources. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be, like, a little, the perfect person. You can curse and talk to angels. That's fine.
The angels, you can do that.
Yeah. Just a little bit. You know, the angels really want, the connection that they have and that they can have with you is more important than anything else. They're never going to judge you for anything that you do. And I think that's a barrier that keeps a lot of people from connecting with angels is, well, you know, I'm not a good person, or, you know, I said that curse word yesterday, or, you know, I'm like screwing up everything right now. I'm in a really hard place in my life. They don't want to mess with me. They don't want to talk to me. And that's like, those moments are actually the moments that they want to like be with you the most.
Yeah, so, that makes sense.
Don't think that you have to, that there are no prerequisites to talk to angels, to work with angels. Just say, I want to work with you.
Right.
And find a keyword chart on the internet about angels. And when you find the keyword chart, you're just like, okay, well, I'm really needing help with working through my trauma. I need help finding a therapist that can help me work through my trauma. So Archangel Zadkiel or Archangel Raphael, or, you know, I'm having a lot of issues with money at the moment. Archangel Ariel. To help you with physical resources.
Let me write that one down.
No, I tell you what, like she's amazing. Like if your dog is sick or your pet is sick, Archangel Ariel, she helps animals. You know, Archangel Ariel and Raphael. Every night when I feed my cat, because sometimes she likes to eat too fast and then she throws it up. And I'm just like, Ariel and Raphael, please help her not to eat too fast and throw up. And like every single, and you know, it works.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. So my other question to you was, like, do angels help us if we don't ask, or do you have to ask them? Like, do you have to give them permission to help?
So there's the law of free will. Okay. So they cannot interfere with any decisions that we make. And the only time that any spiritual being can interfere is if you're in a life-threatening situation.
Okay.
So I hate to keep bringing her up, but she had such good stuff. When Dorian Virtue first found angels, she was in a parking lot. Like, and every time I say her name, I just have like a visceral reaction. And I twitched for people that couldn't see me. But she had never worked with angels, and she was being carjacked, and she heard guidance to scream.
Okay.
And that's what happened, and someone came over, and she was saved. But they're not just like, oh, you need help with this? I'm going to help you. Like, you have to be, if you don't ask for help, it's really only in life-threatening situations that they're going to be able to help you. Like, if you're deviating from your life path and you're trying to peace out too early, like, they'll be like, oh, hey.
Yeah, by the way, what else should we talk about with angels? What's your favorite angel deck? Didn't you create one?
Oh, yeah, I did. I always forget about that one. always
tell
forget
us
about
all
it.
About your deck.
My deck is actually called Angels and F-Bombs.
Oh,
and it is it's a reversible deck, so there's a side that has a little heart on it, and that's those prayers where you feel like, dearest Archangel Michael, please help me with this situation. But there's also a side, if you flip the card over, that is a bomb side, and it is like, Archangel Michael, help me with this shit because I cannot fucking take it anymore. And the whole point of the deck is to let people know that, like, the way that you communicate in real life is the way that your angels want you to communicate with them.
Right.
Like, they want you to be authentic. And, you know, saying, help me with this shit because I'm fucking upset about it, is the same vibration as a prayer from, like, the ye old King James Bible.
Mm.
Like, if that's how you speak, if that's your authentic way of expressing yourself, that's what the angels want.
Right.
And they don't want you to just be like, they don't want you to be someone different when you're talking to them. And that was the whole point of me creating the deck, is I was like, there needs to be something that people can have where, like, if they're having one of those days where they feel like, I'm not in a super need, I just want to have a quick prayer, you have the heart side. Mm. But, like, for those times when you're just, like, beat into the ground and you need to, like, know that you're in, there are different, cards for the 15 angels, prayer cards. There are about cards for the 15 angels, so you can, like, go through the deck and find the angel that you want to work with, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also, you know, there are cards for dragon energy, for unicorn energy, for divine masculine, divine feminine. And that's really what the deck is about. It's about helping you find your authentic voice and realizing that, hey, like, maybe I can be myself with my angels.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
maybe they don't think that I have to be like, oh, dearest archangels, please help with me on this
that sounds
day.
So weird you saying that.
on this day of the 18th of July.
Yeah. On DOS like, day.
Like, they're just like, they'll be like, okay, we'll help you, but can you not do this shit anymore? Like,
How would you, you know, especially like guardian angels, like, how do you find out who the heck they are? Is there like a meditation?
There are tons of meditations out there. But really the most simple one is, like, I love tea light candles. I swear by tea light candles in my practice.
Okay.
I think they're the most amazing things because they go out by themselves. I'm like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'll forget.
Yeah.
And I've already almost burned my kitchen down one time with a candle, so I might just want to, like, use tea light candles and just call it good.
Yeah.
But you don't even have to have a candle, because that's just the greatest thing. I just like having a candle because it just gives me something to focus on. Mm-hmm. But if you just sit there and you just say, guardian angels, come forward, you can visualize anything. So I like to visualize, like, this huge white light and then them coming out of the light. And
okay.
I'd be like, what's your name? And the first name I get is the name that I trust.
Okay. Interesting.
And, you know, and guardian angels can also kind of take turns and, like, step back for certain points of your life and then come back. A lot of people think, oh, my grandma is, like, my guardian angel. And I'm like, no. Like, she's with you. She's there. But yeah. You don't become an angel.
Okay.
So there's a set number. So yeah. Guardian angels are always going to be with you. Right. And like I said, you have at least two. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they take turns depending on what you're going through in your life. Sometimes archangels step in for a period in your life, and then sometimes they float back. But you're never bothering your angels when you're talking to them. Okay. That's their job.
Right.
Have you seen those little memes where it's like the little stone like angel and it's like sitting with his head in his hands? And so this is my guardian angel watching me make stupid decisions. Like, they will. They will. And, you know, because they can't, you know, jump in and say, don't do that. Mm-hmm. You're just like, okay, I'm just going to go, you know, make a terrible decision. And then they'll help you with, you know, the aftermath of it, I guess, if you ask them to. but yeah, just asking the name. Or, you know, what I tell people to do too is if you don't want to do the meditation idea, you can literally just like ask them to come to you in your dreams.
Okay.
And like keep a pen and paper beside your bed. And that's not just for finding out their names. That's for asking for any kind of guidance. Mm-hmm. Because there's a dream course that I'm taking and it was so freaking like, what?
Ooh, interesting.
Like, yeah. I was like, whoa. And there are tons of different types of dreams, but there are specific problem solving dreams. Mm. And you can literally put a pen and paper by your bed, tell your angels or whoever you believe in, I need help with this. Why, as I sleep, and you're probably more than likely going to get it. And you wake up and you write it down and then you go back to sleep or, you know, whatever the case may be, but they'll work with you any way you want them to.
Oh, cool. So if somebody is a loved one that's passed on, they can still help you too, right?
Yes, they can help you. They can give you guidance. It was actually really, really cool because in my Patreon, The Angels and You, we were working with the Angel of Death, which is Archangel Azrael.
Oh. Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. And we were working with Archangel Azrael. And each month I channel one of the angels. And I didn't really know what I was going to get myself into with channeling the Angel of Death. Because he's not scary. Oh, he's really nice. He's so sweet. He's the sweetest angel. He's the one that meets us when we cross over. So when we're getting ready to like bite the dust, he comes and
I think I've met him a couple times.
and he helps us. He helps us and near death experiences too. And he's the one that kind of like is our heavenly choo choo train that takes us up.
Okay.
To go to our life reviews, which is another angel. But he, from what I remember of the channeling, because I don't remember anything afterwards, but he was talking about what happens when we connect with a loved one on the other side, and when we want to connect with a loved one, because time doesn't really exist there. So it doesn't really matter. They're not like, you know, well, I was making pasta, but now I have to go talk to my nephew. You know, like, it's not like that. And he showed me that there are these beautiful ornate, I think they were rooms, but they were pure gold. And that's where, you know, if you're in a mediumship reading or whatever the case may be, or if you're just needing help, the souls of the people that you love go to that area.
Wow.
And they sit there and they help you for as long as you, cause like, you know, 30 years here is like a second there. That I tell people too is that the angels care about everything. It doesn't have to be a super crazy situation. Like Radley Valentine one time said, there's an angel that helps you find a parking space.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. So literally, I'm like, Walter, his name's Walter.
Apparently. Oh, interesting. Like, it sounds like that should be his name. Yeah.
I'm here for it. Like, I just see him as like some like, kind of like elder angel who's just like a traffic director, like someone's backing out and they're like, go right here. Like they care about everything. So like if
that's
it's
awesome,
you know, I was going to work maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago and I was trying to get to the train and I was like, Archangel Metatron, please help time kind of be funky. And help the train to like stall at the previous station so I can make it so I can get to work. Sure enough, the train stopped at the previous station. As soon as I got to the platform, the train came. And I was able to get on and go. Like they care about everything. There's nothing too small. Finding your car keys, Archangel Shamuel helps you find things. He helps you find car keys, and he helps you find your purpose. No matter what it is, like, they care about everything. So never think that anything is too small or too big to ask for help with, because it is not.
Yeah. So when you are talking to the dude you channel, I don't know what else to call Francis. What is he? Like, is he just a guide, or is he
he's a spirit guide?
Okay.
He's a guide that just basically popped up, and through the help of someone else, because I'm terrible with getting names. Horrible with getting names when it comes to, like, guardian angels. I don't know what it is. I'm terrible with getting names. I psych myself out. And so that's not part of my ministry, as one of my friends would say. And she was like, this is his name. And I was like, okay. And so I started asking him, I was like, what are you? Like, you're here, but, like, you know, and he has never been in a human body ever. Okay. He is from, like, the depths of out there, like out there in the universe. And he is an observer. So him and his team are just observers of humans and our experience.
Interesting.
So they offer guidance from their perspective of never having been human to kind of help us be like, this is what you should do, but you can't see it because, like, you're down in the weeds.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, he's never been human in any way. He's just a guide that came forward to help me channel, to help me learn my way of channeling. And every time I channel an angel or whoever, he's always there. Like, he's always part of the conversation.
Yeah, introducing you. Like, here's Walter. He's going to show you where to park.
Right. There we go. He just sits there and makes sure everything goes okay.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Not that it could go wrong.
So for those of you listening, if you go back, when did we interview you about him? It was before the pandemic, wasn't it?
It was either before or right after.
Okay.
It was somewhere, it was like early to mid last 2020.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. You were the very first person we ever interviewed. And I lost that interview. My ex-husband lost it. Let's blame him.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Yeah. But it was so funny because Andrew Cole and I were, like, together in the same room, and we were eating butter tarts and we were on a sugar high. And then we saw Andrew Barker and we were all like, ah!
That was so much fun.
It was so much fun.
I remember
fun.
That one. I was wearing a Britney Spears t-shirt. I remember. Yeah. I remember.
Oh my God. That's great. I love
Am I not wearing a Britney Spears t-shirt?
Right, exactly. We all have to get together at some point when we're all fully vaccinated and whatnot.
Absolutely. Do that.
That'd be so fun. Yeah!
Oh my gosh.
The triple A squad. Oh dear. So maybe can I ask you to pull us a card for the listeners and the watchers? Just one card? From your whatever's on hand
as we go away. Because for some reason I didn't have an actual angel deck with me because I was unprepared. But I have a deck called the That's So 90s Tarot.
Okay, nice.
So it's super cute.
Okay.
And it comes in a little backpack.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it's adorable. It's terrible for storing it, though. There's no, how do you fit a backpack in a cabinet? I'll never know. Let's see. This is the card. Ooh, so we have Doug.
Oh, cute.
And the Knight of Pentacles.
Okay.
So when the Knight of Pentacles comes up, it's a message that says just because something isn't happening exactly when you want it to, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. So for anyone watching this, if you're like, this is not happening, when this card comes up, you're being given a chance to maybe fine tune something about your plan, to make a more detailed plan, or to just sit and knowing and sit in the knowing that it's going to happen. This is like patience, because the Knight of Pentacles really doesn't, like, he's the only knight in any tarot deck mostly that is not moving.
Okay.
He is perfectly okay where he is. He sits where he is and he's like, they sit where they are. And they're like, I'm going to make a plan. I'm going to go back to the drawing table. I'm going to make sure that this is what I really want and make sure that I'm on the most optimal path to get there. So it doesn't mean that what you're trying to plan for is not happening, but it just means have a more detailed plan about how it's going to be when it does happen.
Good message. Love it. Thanks, Andrew. This is fun. Yeah, you make a great co-host.
Thanks.
Oh, all right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for those who joined us live on Instagram. And thank you, everyone who is listening. And yeah, catch us on Apple Podcasts. Where else are we? Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. All right. Well, have a great day. Nice to see you, Andrew. I love you. And miss you so much.
Love you too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Till next time, what has you seeking spirit?